Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Released on the stroke of the new millennium. I'm talking about Missing You, released in 2000. K's he's about to hit 50. He'll hit 50 in the next 2 years.
Is it?
Yeah, these guys are really, really aging.
I know,
now.
Right? I remember this video. Let me tell you a funny story. So I remember this video because that was the time that One Africa came about, Channel O. So we had Channel O from 2 to 5.
Yeah.
So you knew it was 2 p.m. Yes. Because this song played every day. And silly little me, I thought that he shot it there in Swakopmund.
Because it...
when I saw the dunes. I thought it was in Swako, bruh.
And you know, we used to lie to each other, bruh. It's in Swako.
It's Swako, bruh. It was there, bruh.
Oh man, it's 8:13 on Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've been talking about an incredible initiative that a couple is embarking on. We will find out everything that we need to find out about it, how long they've been doing it, why even in the first place go about an initiative where donating sneakers and trainers to less fortunate athletes, and just understand their passion. We're talking about none other than Osiopheri Chipuka and her husband. That's Abudi Sydney. That's not with us today, but Opheri is holding it, holding the fort down for the Chipukas this morning. Good morning, Osiya Opheri. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm well this morning.
How does it feel to be on radio? You know what? I'm asking this question because why do you look nervous? It's just us.
Just put on a little NSK and check one.
Like, this is so different. Another station. We won't mention what station that was. And it was very different. I didn't have earphones. But we're here.
I know, levels.
Levels. Yes, and we also have a tripod, and Opheri is live on Instagram. Please follow her. That is Opheri Chipuka.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So let's get right into it.
Now, yourself and Habi, we need to understand the passion behind this. When did you start with this initiative, and why is it a cause that you are so passionate about?
So when you speak about passion, you need to go back to the beginning.
100%.
So the beginning was, I myself was a former athlete. So many years ago when I was still in school.
And what exactly was it? Was it a track or was it field or?
Sprinter, 100, 200, 400 meters.
Wow, fantastic.
Yes, we tried.
Where was this? Sorry, where was this?
In Windhoek. I'm born and bred in Windhoek. Okay. I went to school to Jan Moore. So, yes, that's where I did most of my running
So
career.
you used to leave these Windhoek High School kids?
Why are you looking at me?
Because I know the competition is always between the two schools.
Yes, no, it was bad, hey? It was really, really bad.
Back in the day, we won hands down, I would think. Jan Moore versus VRS. Thank you.
Betty's my guest.
Yes.
Okay.
Allow me to shine. Yes. Today.
Okay, so that's where it started.
Yeah, so that's where it started. And just to fast track, in 2018, there was a young girl from the north.
Yes.
So she was on the newspaper, and then she definitely wanted, or she was standing on the news in front of the newspaper article, and she needed running shoes. So I read the paper that morning, and I just told my husband, look, let's buy this girl running shoes. She was supposed to go run in Eswatini. A couple of weeks down the line, yes. So we bought her the running shoes. We then went over in the afternoon at the Independence Stadium where we were training to go hand over the shoes. So when we got there, we actually saw a whole lot of other athletes, about 15, 20 athletes, who didn't have running shoes and training gear. So we went onto my social media platform. We just asked for money, not knowing whether, you know, people would come on board. It was actually a leap of faith. And we were able to raise about 30,000 Namibian dollars. We bought shoes for the athletes who were there. Then in 2019, we're like, I mean, it's not sustainable to continue asking money from people. So let's just ask for a secondhand pair of running shoes. And we called it the Donator Kick Project. It was just a one-year project, or so we thought. It was just going to be a one-year project.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And so we started collecting secondhand pairs of shoes. We've got so many runners in Namibia, marathon runners. So, I mean, your secondhand pair of shoe could be a brand new. I would regard it as a brand new pair for somebody, an underprivileged athlete.
Absolutely.
So we raised about we collected about 30 to 40 pairs, and that's what we donated. Then obviously COVID hit. Mm. There was no sports in Namibia. 2021, we picked it up again. And we're like, why don't we make this our annual event? And that's how it started.
It started. How yes. has... What has the journey been like? You know how sometimes, a lot of the times you feel like, yes, you're doing it for the next person, but then it does something to you. How has that process been for you?
You ask a very important question, because I remember in 2022, I said to myself, I'm not doing this. I'm just tired. I didn't have capacity.
Yeah,
I felt that it was overwhelming. Mm. And a friend of mine actually posted the donated kick of the previous year, the flyer, on her status. And I just sent a text and I said, take it down. No, I'm like, not doing
it. We're not doing it.
Yeah, we're not doing it this year. And it's like Holy Spirit just rebuked me. It's like it was never about you. You know, this project Donated Kick was never about you. You know, it was about my people and my children. So the moment you make it about yourself, and I think that's what you're asking.
Yeah, yeah.
The moment you make it about yourself, you almost lose focus. Mm. And I was just like, I hear you, Holy Spirit. So we went back. And I mean, it has been phenomenal. I mean, it takes a lot of time, resource. But you understand why you're doing it. When you see the underprivileged athletes, you know, when they take these shoes and they're so appreciative of the shoes, you know, you just realize that we must just continue doing this. And obviously we rely a lot on donations, you know, but the fact that people still continue to partner up with us, we've got people who give cash donations. They don't know Operi in Sydney. They don't know us personally, but they don't, it's almost like they don't want to vet us before. They don't feel the desire to vet us before they donate. It's almost like a trust, or they have faith in us that we'd do it.
Yeah,
and obviously from an accountability point of view, you get back to the people and you show what 100%. You've done, you know, and so on.
But with your fans,
It has been a wonderful journey.
The 2024 edition of the campaign, Donate a Kick Project, I'm sure it has officially kicked off.
Yes.
Is there a time frame that we can get involved as fellow Namibians? Talk to us about these details.
Yeah,
so it has kicked off. I mean, we don't stop it. You find people that will phone you in November and December and they want to donate shoes. So we always let it run year on year, January to December. And then for this year specifically, we're targeting two competitions. So last year we went to the Sanlam Marathon, and the Coastal Sanlam Marathon in Swakop. We donated. So before that, we went to the Rossing Marathon and we saw a lot of athletes, you know, running barefoot. Just like, okay, but then why don't we?
Food,
yes.
Wow.
And a marathon, half a marathon, you're talking 21 to 42 kilometers.
Whew. I can't even run 2 kilometers.
I can't even walk in my house.
Yes.
No, barefoot. And I remember when I saw that picture, my heart just broke. I was just like, in Swakop.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Swakop, barefoot, and you're talking 21. 42 kilometers. For some, it takes about more than an hour. Others, two hours, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's a long time of running. But the beautiful thing about it is they run with this smile on their face. You know, they're not phased about getting blisters or the feet that are hurting. Would run in All-Stars and at some point they take them off and carry them and finish the race. They're so unfazed about the conditions that they're in. So the beautiful thing is, so we did the Sanlam Marathon. Donated about 45 pairs of shoes. We decided, okay, but let's do this. So Sanlam this year then called us and said, you know what, why don't we partner up again? So we'll be then manning the 5 kilometer race at the Sanlam Marathon. And that's basically just giving them water and ensuring that they follow the route course. And what then Sanlam would do is obviously they're registering for the race. So the proceeds will then be donated to the foundation, which is a wonderful thing from Sanlam.
Yeah.
And then obviously part of our project, the shoes that we've collected thus far, we had about 55 pairs of running shoes, of which 10 were brand new pairs from the Frank Fredericks Foundation. They've also partnered up with us for the past 2-3 years. And that's what we'll then be donating come the Friday, which is the 26th of April at the Sanlam Coastal Marathon.
That's the first event now.
That's the first event.
Okay, that's the one that we're looking forward to.
You know, what I'm thinking now is maybe share some great testimonies for us. You know how, like, perhaps maybe an athlete that you saw that ran, I don't know, the 5 kilometers like in 2 hours. It's not possible. I know people are faster than that. But then obviously with the shoes that you donated to them, like their time changed there. Because what exactly is, not even that, my understanding of the initiative is also to get these kids off the streets.
Yeah.
Right? So what are some of those stories that you can tell us right now as to, man, we landed a hand here and this is a transformation that happened. That's the word I was looking for, transformation.
So we've got Epifania. She's from the north. She's the very first girl that we existed back in 2018, and yeah. she's continuously been on our radar, and we've always supported her in terms of running shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
We've helped her go to Serbia. She was preparing for a competition in Serbia, and obviously, since we rely heavily on funding, we didn't have the capital. I spoke to Frank Fredericks. He was able to then sponsor $10,000 for her to go train in Swako because of the weather, so that she can just acclimatize to the weather in Serbia. We've had Metropolitan come on board. They paid for a ticket. We've had a couple of rugby players. So in the instance where we are not in a position to then give running shoes, or they need more support, then we reach out to the corporates. And I think Metropolitan and the Frank Fredericks Foundation have really done well the past couple of years coming on board. And then obviously the latest testimony that we have is a young guy. His name is Anania Simon. So he did the Rossing Marathon and his toes were literally on the floor. So as soon as
with the kicks that he had.
With the kicks that he had, his own kicks. And he ran in a time, half a marathon in a time of 1 hour, 14 minutes, which is super fast.
That is incredible, actually.
Just as a side note, this weekend, the past weekend, Two Oceans, the guy who won the 21 kilometers won in 1 hour, 6 minutes. 1 hour, 4 minutes.
Yeah,
and if
our
guys who are not trained, they don't have the same nutrition, they don't have coaches to run 1 hour, 40 minutes, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And so we were able to purchase brand new spikes or no running shoes for him, training gear. He's been training. We were also able then to send him to Coach G. That's where he's helping him prepare for the next 6 weeks. Okay, no more six. We're now down to two weeks because the Sundown Coast next weekend.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
been training. And then obviously we've had Christina Shenda Physiotherapy, who's also been looking at him. And these are all people who decided to partner up or ask, how can we help you?
Wow.
And so they also helping him with his injuries and so on. And we're actually looking forward to see what time he'll be running next weekend.
Next weekend.
So that's a Befania. That's Ananias.
Yes. And there's so many.
Okay, just that's the top of mind that you have now. Okay. Now we'll keep an eye on Ananias, especially a minute and 40 minutes. That's brilliant timing, I promise you, especially if you speak to athletes.
I think that means, like, I used to say I was a sprinter as well.
There we go. Play her some music. She was a sprinter.
Oh, the I mean, all love to our queen Shipuka, but you know, I was faster than the more athletes. So
moving right along.
I'm just being silly, man. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How do we get involved?
This is brilliant.
What are those numbers? Perhaps an email address because maybe this is the first time that
you're hearing about this. Yes.
How do we get involved? What are the numbers? So what are those email addresses?
So we don't chase numbers. I mean, whatever you want to donate, we're open to donating.
Yeah.
And I'm informally also announcing this, that last week, just one of the, her name is Maureen Koster. She's a marathon running Olympian from the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. They're training in Namibia currently. And she reached out and she's like, no, they've got shoes that they want to donate. And they were referred to our donation. So whoever has been sharing, thank you so much. We sincerely appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that when you do these things, you know, we go onto social media, not because we want to brag, but because we want people to really partner up with us.
Yes.
And it has worked so well thus far. So they're also going to donate running shoes. They're training their group of about 11 athletes, Olympians, who've qualified for Paris 2024.
Oh, wow, man.
So, I mean, even just those connections, they're divine connections, and we don't take that lightly. You have people who phone like, no, we've got this. We heard about your donation, your foundation. We want to do this. So obviously, in terms of if you've got a second-hand pair of running shoes,
please,
then by all means. And just to backtrack, I mean, this year we were saying, we can't wait to come to the point where we start giving brand new pairs of sneakers. And to get a call from Maureen Koster, who doesn't know this Namibian people, she's just here for a training camp to train in Namibia.
An Olympian, and qualified even.
Yes, and they've got brand new training gear and brand new sneakers. It just speaks volume, and it keeps on encouraging us. So if you've got running shoes, feel free to DM myself, my husband, the operator Sydney, pages on all our social media platforms.
Yeah.
My number's on the pages as well. So and they can also contact you, and then you contact me. You know,
absolutely.
yes.
Lovely. I was actually even telling NSK a little bit early on that I actually wanted to bring two pairs, and I forgot because I'll find you. Absolutely.
Part of our offer, we drive to the people to collect, so we'll definitely find you.
Wow. Osei Aperi, thank you so much. You're such an inspiration. You and your husband, the work that the two of you guys do. But we will get hold of you. You are more than welcome to get hold of Operi via us as well. Listen, we'll make a way.
We're going to link.
Yeah, I believe. All right. Yeah. If you just join us, this conversation will be up on the website in the next 30 minutes or so. And you'll be inspired to help. It's 8:26 on the Mibis Art and Soul. We've got Chris Brown lining up.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.